The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld the northern state of Michigan's ban on using race as a factor in college admissions. The 6-2 ruling Tuesday rejected a challenge to a measure passed by referendum in 2006. The measure changed the state constitution to prohibit so-called affirmative action in college admissions. Affirmative action is the practice of giving special consideration to racial or ethnic minorities. The goal is to make up for discrimination that has led such groups to be underrepresented. The Supreme Court's decision reverses a lower federal court ruling that had thrown out the Michigan ban. Voters in California and Washington state have passed similar initiatives to bar affirmative action in education, while other states have adopted laws or issued executive orders to prohibit the practice. One of the organizations that filed legal papers in support of the Supreme Court's decision represents a large portion of the Asian American community. Daybreak Asia's Ira Melman spoke with one of the leaders of the Asian American Legal Foundation. Lee Chang is one of the attorneys who wrote and filed what is called an amicus brief, legal papers that supported the eventual court ruling in the case. Lee says Asian Americans do not oppose equal opportunity, but rather the way affirmative action has been applied.
Racial preferences are the same thing as racial discrimination. You know, it's always hurt the Asian American community. There are some, from time to time, there are some tiny little subsets of Asian Americans who can say, well, you know, I got this government contract because, you know, I happen right now to be considered underrepresented, right? But over time, it really is just a matter of time before almost every single immigrant group starts off in America, and you're seeing the same sort of patterns play out with Hispanics right now. They start off on the bottom socioeconomic runs, and if they work hard and, you know, they apply themselves, their children typically, the second generation typically does much better. Just a matter of time. And Asian Americans, because of various historical factors, right, cultural historical factors, have done very, very well academically. One of the factors happens to be the fact that America discriminated against Asian Americans in immigration for so many years. And when America finally started letting Asian Americans immigrate to America again in the 1960s, the exclusion acts were lifted, the groups that came in tended to be very, very highly educated. All Asian Americans, I think, have ever wanted in America is a level playing field to not be discriminated against. And ironically, right, the laws that have been passed in recent years that purportedly have a beneficial and benign and, you know, objective have resulted in very blatant discrimination against Asian American kids.
What if I am a member of parts of the Asian American community that does not have the same kind of test scores as other parts of the Asian American community? How would you even the playing field for them?
Well, succeeding in a country is a two-way street, okay? When you talk about leveling the playing field, you're making an assumption that people may not be succeeding in certain areas of, you know, fields of endeavor because of discrimination, right? When you ask a question like that, that's what it's loaded with. What I consider a level playing field is when information about how to succeed in an area of endeavor is known. It's disseminated, it's distributed, and nobody is prohibited, right, because of their racial background from pursuing that, you know, endeavor and succeeding. Okay? My father didn't go to Harvard. You know, my father didn't go to Harvard, and he was an immigrant. Came to America with nothing. I went to Harvard. My brother went to Berkeley. Let me be very blunt. Life is not fair. But if there is no discrimination, right, that causes the lack of access, that the Constitution does not say, okay, that race can be used to remedy the inequities of birth. You know, if anything, you know, what the Constitution does say is that socioeconomic status could be used. And so if you're talking about an Asian American group that, let's just say, people love to talk about the Hmong, right, the Southeast Asians and so on, they would absolutely benefit under affirmative action programs that are socioeconomically based. Right now, they're the ones who are most hurt by race preference programs. It's the poor Asians who are the most hurt by programs that basically say, hey, you're all Asian. You know, you're Asian, and you are just going to be judged against an East Asian, you know, from a from a well-off family. Every single study that takes a look at the effect of race preferences, it demonstrates that the benefit of race preference, certainly in elite college admissions, the benefits accrue completely in favor or overwhelmingly in favor of the rich members of the preferred classes. And it hurts the poor members of the non-preferred classes. So this argument that you're kind of implying and suggesting that there are is a huge amount of support in, you know, poor Asian communities where test scores are not as high, it's a complete red herring. People just want a fair shake. No one wants a handout. Nobody wants a handout here.
Daybreak Asia's Ira Melman speaking with attorney Lee Chang of the Asian American Legal Foundation.